series of podcasts about books we love.
In these podcasts, we share our favorite books with you and explain why you should read them.
This podcast comes to you from Mrs. Monroe's class at Parkdale Elementary School.
I'm Willow.
I'm Elion.
And I'm Bitten. Sit back and enjoy.
Now, here's Willow with a beautiful passage from Edward Tulane.
Now, Edward, she said to him after she was done winding the watch, when the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 3, I will come home to you. She placed Edward on a chair in the dining room and positioned the chair so that Edward was looking out the window and could see the path that led up to the Tulane front door. Abilene balanced the watch on his left leg. She kissed the tips of his ears, and then she left, and Edward spent the day staring out at Egypt Street, listening to the trick of his watch and waiting.
Once there lived a China rabbit named Edward Tulane. The rabbit couldn't move or speak, but he could watch and listen. He was very pleased with himself and his owner and his house. Then one day, he was lost. Read about how Edward goes from owner to owner and how he learns about love and always being hopeful.
Podcast on Edward Tulane by Kate D. Camilla.
And this concludes the edition of Bookstormers.
Thank you for joining us in these explorations of books we love.